Chapter 10, Conflict Management. Conflict arises, but we should know how to resolve it. You cannot avoid conflict because there are intelligent people with differences. So, this quote, as mentioned by Sri Sri Ravi Shankarji, a spiritual guru, what is the focus on? That we absolutely have every right to have differences in our thought process and views. Very often, people who are more thinking in a logical manner, they may see a conflict with every thought process that comes up with someone else, because they personally feel that this is not what I agree to, this is not what I think, this is not what is correct. So they have rigid views and opinions. So that is where it is important to understand what is conflict management. If at all, if we want to avoid it, what steps can we take? All those aspects will be discussed. This chapter will help one understand the concepts of conflicts in an organization, how an individual can manage conflicts effectively. And the following points will be covered: the meaning of conflicts, causes of conflict, to understand what is conflict management, the skills and techniques to manage conflicts at workplace. That is very important, right? How do you conduct yourself at your workplace? Different conflict management styles. And lastly, conclusion. So, what is the meaning of conflict? Conflict can be understood as a state of discord caused due to differences in needs, values, and interests. Most of the conflicts take place due to disagreements and varied thought processes. Organizational conflict is internal, misunderstanding that occurs between colleagues. So when I say organizational conflict is internal misunderstanding, it is because it takes place, the misunderstanding that happens is between the colleagues. So when we talk of conflict management, it is a skill to find a creative and respectful way to manage disagreements. When I say find a creative and respectful way, you have to be courteous enough to manage those disagreements. You don't have to be aggressive. So what is important for you to manage the conflict? You can be an active listener. You somewhere can be assertive while you speak. You don't need to get aggressive and angry. You need to understand that how or what can I do so that we all work together as a team and focus on unity and cohesion instead of focusing on differences of opinion. So I constantly focus on how to let people be on the same page as me, then a conflict can be avoided. But depends on what what is the authority and position that I have, that I can influence one and all. So all these concepts have to be looked into, right? See, employees always feel they are crucial to any organization. So it is important to enhance employee engagement. It is important to bring about, that kind of unity with employees so that even if there's a conflict, they are so united that somewhere they know that they can let go of the differences of opinion immediately. So a lot depends on the environment that you create. Right? A lot depends on the environment that you create that can be either heading towards more and more conflicts or towards more of peace and more of harmony. Conflicts can be considered as active disagreements between people with opposing ideas. Definitely, if there are opposing ideas, definitely it's going to be chaotic, right? These disagreements can lead to a lack of cohesion and it can pose as a challenge to all to be aligned to the goals of the company. Very often with the thought process that there are conflicts, very often we are so engrossed in those conflicts that we really don't look into the goals and objectives of that organization. We really don't get to that level where we focus on the objective of that, you know, environment. We are so caught up. See, if we're not caught up with conflicts, then we will be focusing more on our achievements, more on what needs to be done, more on the outcome. But we don't really look into that. We look into other aspects. Causes of conflict. Conflict can occur when there is a disruption in the flow of communication. Also, at times, the information can be incomplete or ambiguous. What do we mean by there is a disruption in the flow of communication? The moment someone feels that, no, this is not what we had discussed, please wait. So the moment you're told or communicated to in this manner, no, you've misunderstood, this is not what we discussed, please. So the environment can already get into that mode that there can be some conflict that can take place. So the flow of communication can actually be at a halt because they're mentioning that there is some sort of conversation that has happened which is creating a conflict, some disagreement. Also, at times, the information can be incomplete or ambiguous. So if information is incomplete or ambiguous, then also it can lead to conflict. So for example, someone has sent you an email and you have mentioned very clearly in your email that these are the details you want, but you've got incomplete details, right? Or maybe a lost email. Maybe that person has sent it and you've assumed you've not got it and you're waiting since the last 4 days. So then there can be a conflict, right? Every individual has a different mindset and perspective. So information expressed by each one may be very different. So what is important? That what information is my mind absorbing? Is that in alignment with what is said to me? Or am I absorbing information as per my views? Right? So all these are aspects that have to be the focus. To resolve any kind of conflict, it is necessary to communicate effectively, to be an active listener, and also to speak in an assertive manner to persuade or to convince. So besides communicating effectively, you need to be alert. You need to ideally have that ability to influence the mindset or attitude, right? See, when it comes to resolving a conflict, you have to have these traits. Otherwise, how will you resolve a conflict? Because when I want to resolve conflict, it means I want a solution to it. Or I'm bringing solutions to it. Now, when I have solutions to conflicts that have taken place, then I need to also convince others with those solutions. Right? So, if say you get very upset with your subordinate because your subordinate doesn't answer your phone calls. So, what is the solution to this? How do I convince you that there may be times when it is possible that only sometime he or she has not been able to answer your phone calls? Otherwise, we assume he has to and he has. But probably your subordinate has not answered the phone call once or twice and you get agitated. So that could be one of a time where he was on, in a meeting or another phone call with a senior person there. So kind of coming up with solutions which will convince you. That's what it is. Second, different personality types, which means a personality clash can occur due to differences in personality. Example, a leader may be temperamental with his team members. So, you know, you have various types of personality. There's type A personality, where the person is more motivated, more, charged up to do work. That means more enthusiastic. But at the same time, the person may have less patience and may be hostile, versus personality type B, where the person is highly relaxed, not really concerned or bothered about what is going on. So how do you deal with different personalities when there are conflicts? Firstly, you need to be very balanced with your own views and thought processes. If you are balanced with your own views and thought processes, then you will be able to handle any personality type. Because when you're balanced, it means that you're aware that you are at ease. You're not very, you may be very motivated and enthusiastic, but you're not impatient. You're very patient, you're very balanced. So again, it's all about how you conduct yourself in such situations, right? Causes of conflict. When people with different personality types work together, they may have an incompatible or they may have incompatible set of values, which can lead to organizational differences. See, everybody will not have the same set of values when it comes to work. People will have a different approach to the same situation. So this is considered to be a very important point, that when we talk of this concept that people with different personality types, they work together, but somewhere their values are completely different. Now, if their values are so different, then what will happen? If they don't look into themselves or introspect, then the organization is likely to suffer. So another very crucial point that can be looked into is that somewhere they have to see to it that what can be done when they want to deal with this incompatible set of values. So when we talk of incompatible set of values, for example, you could talk of, say, unachievable standards, or you talk of deviation from the required standards. That means there's a basic way to function, but you're expected to deviate. So somewhere it is not matching with your value system. So this also can be a cause of conflict. Ambiguous expectations made by managers towards his employees. So your manager insists that you complete this project in the next 3 days, and you realize that you have said yes, but somewhere you will have to stay for longer hours. You may have to stay there for probably 4 or 5 hours more. So if you're leaving home at 8 o'clock, you might have to leave at 12 at night. So then these are expectations which can lead to conflict. Conflicts can happen because the employees are confused and unclear with the instructions that are put forward. So you as an employee, are you aware of your role? What is your role in that organization? What is expected out of you as far as that role is concerned? Do you fit in that role and do you live up to expectations? Are you able to somewhere avoid a conflict by explaining your difficulties so that you can probably have some solutions given by your managers, for example? So it is very much possible that even before you reach a conflict, there are chances that you can avoid it. And that actually depends on you as to how you're dealing with the situation, how you're dealing with the opposite person or people, and how are you dealing with yourself. You need to focus on the situation to be appropriate, then you will not get into that blame game of naming a person. In the sense that if I realize that there is a conflict, is the conflict happening because of the concerned person or because of the situation? That is something I need to look into. inequitable resource allocation. We're discussing with the inequitable resource allocation. We're discussing causes of conflict. So a simple example here, that at a sales representative might ask for certain devices which he requires or which she requires, because that may impress the clients. So the sales representative may make certain demands that these are devices which are needed, and definitely the people at top management don't really agree to it. So here what happens is that the resource which is supposed to be allocated may not have been allocated due to various reasons. So it may be possible that at times the resources are not sufficient at workplace, and it can lead to conflicts. So if the resources are not available, if the resources are not sufficient, then that can also be a cause of conflict, right? So for example, if the sales department may get a significant portion of the budget and the other departments feel neglected, so this is another example. So if the other departments feel neglected, then the other departments will voice their opinion that this is something that should have been looked into. Why is it that they have not been given or allocated any budget, right? So it can lead to a conflict. A sense of favoritism can lower the employee morale, since others may be neglected or may feel neglected. See, the moment there is a conflict, your mind will start thinking in that direction. Just the very fact that your department has not been given that budget, it may make you feel it, and it may make your department feel that there's a sense of favoritism towards the other department. Now, what may really be the cause is that the organization is going to phase out the budget and give or allocate the budget in a structured manner. When we say they're going to phase out the budget, that means firstly, they've started with the sales department. After 2 months, they would probably give it to the other department, allocate the budget for the other department. But since it's not happened in that manner, since it's only started off with the sales department, the other departments are very likely to feel that this approach is not appropriate. And thus, these aspects can somewhere get built up and reach that level of conflict. See, very often a conflict can happen immediately. Very often a conflict can take its way or shape up gradually. Unclear roles. A conflict can occur when an issue takes place and there is no one to take responsibility for it. So it is important for each employee to have clearly defined roles. The moment you realize that there's no one to take responsibility for a particular task, someone or the other might feel pressurized, someone or the other might feel that it is not acceptable, and then since there's no specification or clear cut allocation of role, the people involved can get confused. There may be roles which are assumed that someone or the other has to fulfill. The situation may be such as passing the buck. When you talk of passing the buck, what is the focus on? You are realizing that each one is telling the other that they have to complete this, and no one really takes charge of it. So that too can create a conflict. Now we discuss what is conflict management. When I talk of managing a conflict, that means, am I using this skill? When I talk of managing a conflict, it means that am I able to handle a conflict with efficiency? So conflict management refers to the way disagreements are handled. When I say handle conflicts with efficiency, it also means somewhere I'm putting in all the effort to reduce tension, to de-escalate the situation, de-escalate the situation, to ideally let people become aware of their differences which has led to this kind of a situation and a conflict has happened. So we do everything to reduce the tension. Also, what is very important, if I want to manage a conflict, I need to let go of my defensive behavior. So defensiveness is not appreciated at all for a conflict. One may have to deal with a dispute between you and another individual. The goal is to reduce the negative impact that can arise from disagreements. When I say the goal is to reduce the negative impact that can arise from disagreements, so definitely when there's a conflict, there will be a problem, there will be an issue. So what do we need to look into? That you have to see to it that the negative impact is reduced completely. And how can this happen? When I see to it that I'm no longer looking at this situation as a conflict, I'm looking at this situation whereby we all are just thinking on different lines, but we all feel we need to be more approachable towards one another, and we all feel we need to let go of our ego and work towards a common objective. So somewhere when we talk of a conflict, we have to have a common ground to resolve our issues. That's what is important. The conflicts may be due to varied perceptions, goals, which can again be varied, power dynamics, and different communication styles. The goal of conflict management is to resolve disputes and come up with solutions. So you may also generate solutions. You may also go to the root of the problem. You may also understand that what is the immediate solution that you can come up with so that people don't feel that pinch and people are more than willing and happy to let there be effective solutions.